This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Dating and Relationship Advice Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming. For your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with the companionator, Leonardo Bustos, creator of the Mate Acquisition Program, the most logical way to find your best available love match in the shortest time possible. His program is designed to help find love for 44 and above. Leonardo, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Hey, it's a great pleasure to be here with you, Eric. Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. So first of all, starting out with this question, what is it that you do exactly, and how are you different from the rest of the matchmakers out there?
My mission is to help lonely single people attract and meet their best love match available in the shortest time possible. And I do it using through a program I created based upon scientific principles. It's really very practical, it's logical, and one of the things that I think that amazes me is that all the time people get advice on what cell phone to buy, what insurance to buy, but yet they don't get advice on one of the most important decisions that they'll ever make, which is who you choose to spend your life with, and who you choose to spend your life with probably is the most important towards your happiness and future peace of mind, and it'll determine who your family and friends are going to be. So that's one of the things that I provide is assistance to help you pick your best mate possible.
Yeah, certainly an important choice for sure in life. What is your background that led you into getting into this?
I first went to college down at San Diego State University. It's near the beach, and at the time it was rated like the number one party school in the whole country. And oh my gosh, the girls there were just so incredible, you know, with their tan bodies and their beach attire and jiggle when they walk. And I had the worst time trying to attract them. I was really bad at it, so I decided to turn my focus and my studies. Actually, my professor said that I could write my paper on my thesis on love and attraction, and so I went into it for head first, and I finally learned how to do it, and and next thing I know, I was married. But that changed my career, though, because I actually, when I first started doing it, I was becoming quite successful. I was featured in Playboy, Cosmopolitan, LA Times, New York Times, and I was really becoming quite famous. However, when I got married, there was a conflict of interest because a lot of lonely single women would be calling asking for private lessons. So I got that the four words that all men love to hear: we need to talk. And from there, I had to change careers so that for the next 20 years, I sold million-dollar properties on the internet. So when I became single again, I decided to get back into it. And so I decided to use my expertise selling million-dollar properties on the internet to market my clients like a million-dollar property and find them their best love match available.
Now, how did you get started with your business? What was the inspiration of creating the Companionator?
Well, like I mentioned, I was so terrible at meeting girls. And in fact, I couldn't even get a date with my imaginary girlfriend. That's how bad it was. I tell the story about at these fancy hotels, how they offer turn-down service, you know. So I tried to use a lame pickup line on the attractive clerk behind the desk. I asked her if she would personally give me your turn-down service and a wake-up call? She told me that, yeah, I wouldn't date you if I was desperate, and you need to get a life. So I kind of I kind of rationalized that she must have been a radical lesbian, but I finally learned how to do it. And people say all the time that this stuff doesn't work. Of course it works. Just like anything in life, if you want to become good at it, you need to practice some skills, and that's what I do. I teach people how to really become more attractive and desirable in the dating marketplace.
Today we are with the companionator, Leonardo Bustos, creator of the Mate Acquisition Program, the most logical way to find your best available love match in the shortest time possible, here on eHealth Radio's Dating and Relationship Advice Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Leonardo, you mentioned that it's a scientific approach. How is it scientific?
The scientific principles that I use are scientific principles in the fields of evolutionary psychology, data analysis, and internet technology. When we meet somebody, attraction is not a choice. When we see somebody that we really like, instantly there's all kinds of stuff that goes on in our chemistry, that goes on in our brains, just like typically men are attracted to women, really beautiful women, and there's certain bodily attributes, and for women it's a different thing. They're attracted to the man on how he carries himself, and there are certain attractor factors that are encoded in our DNA, and those are the things that I focus on. For example, it's been typically in the past a man's values based upon his power and influence, where a woman's influence is based upon her beauty and how attractive she is. But times are changing, so there are these certain attractor factors that are irresistible, and those are some of the things that I teach. And they're your body language, for example, and how you talk and how to flirt, so there's a number of ways that you can make yourself more desirable.
If you don't mind, give us some dating tips briefly that you share with your clients. If you don't mind sharing with the audience just a few of them, that would be great.
Sure, be glad to. Desmond Morris, he's one of the more famous anthropologists. He came out with a paper saying that there are 12 stages of courtship. When we meet somebody, first there's eye to body, eye to eye, voice to voice, hand to hand, arm to shoulder, then arm to waist, mouth to mouth, hand to head, and hand to body, and I'm sure you guys can figure out the rest. But since we don't have a lot of time, I'll just cover the first few. Let's start with the eye to body first. The first thing that a person looks at typically is your body and how you move. This is your first impression, and your first impression can either enhance or diminish everything else you do that follows. And your body language is probably one of the easiest things you can change to make yourself more attractive. And by doing so, it'll even make you feel more confident the way you move. For the men, you need to learn how to move. You learn how to move when you walk, when you stand, and when you sit down, when you relax, like a confident alpha male would. For example, when you walk, you take up a lot of room when you're in a social setting. You just picture someone walking in a room when you're taking up a lot of space, as opposed to some guy scrunched up and leaning over when you're walking. Guys, you need to learn how to walk when you have a big set of thighs and arms. Learn how to sit, stand, and relax like a James Bond or a Russell Crowe would, he's in The Gladiator. And you can practice these movements in the mirror until it comes naturally. So that's probably the easiest thing that you can do. The second one is eye to eye. Your eye contact speaks volumes about how confident you are and your level of attraction to another person. For example, you can keep your, when you meet somebody that you're attracted to, you just keep that eye contact just a moment longer than normal. And then use what I call the triangle eye contact technique. You look at the left eye, the right eye, down to the lips, then back again for a few times. And it's amazing how that can really spark attraction. The third thing is your voice. And how you speak is more important than the words that you actually use. You fill your lungs and you speak with confidence when you talk to the person you're trying to impress. And you have to remember that you have two ears and one mouth, and so you need to listen twice as much as you talk when you're on a date. Don't make it an interview. That's one of the worst things you can do, because that that really leads to boredom. And you have to learn how to playfully flirt and tease and ask questions that create fun and arouse enthusiasm. In my course, I teach what questions you need to ask and which ones to absolutely avoid. For example, a good question to ask somebody is, tell me about the best times of your life, or tell me about the first time you fell in love. That immediately arouses the emotions in a person and the type of emotions that they want to connect with you. So there's a number of ways that you can create attraction just by your conversation. And let's see, I think the fourth one is the hand-to-hand. You know, when you first shake hands or you meet somebody, there are several sexy ways to shake somebody's hands for the first time. For example, there's the two-handed shake where you shake with one hand and use the other to touch their arm or their shoulder. And then when you release, you can follow with your fingers gently sliding across the palm of their hand. So there's a number of ways that things that you can do to make yourself more attractive and flirt. And I learned how to teach all these things in my program.
Very interesting. Good advice there. Lastly, what do you have in plans for the future for the company?
Well, glad you asked that one, Eric. I for the last 2 years, I've been through my series of lots of dates and lots of exciting and wonderful women and one incredible relationships. But for the past 2 years, since I became single again, I went up into the hills, and I've been writing and creating this internet software program that I have, and I'm going to be the model for my program. I'm going to be appearing on some national programs. I am the self-proclaimed baby boomer bachelor, number one baby boomer bachelor, and I'm going to market myself to all across the nation through a media blitz, and I'm going to market myself to find my best love match available using the program that I created. And I want to film it as a documentary, and I'm going to be putting up a fundraising effort on, it's not Kickstarter, but it's called Indiegogo, and I'm going to be starting a fund to film a documentary on how a dating expert finds their love match using the program that I developed. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, that certainly sounds very exciting. I think you're really on to something. Great idea. How about telling our listeners, before you take off, where they can get more information and also where they can be in contact with you online?
My website is the Mate Acquisition Program. Or you can go to Call the Companionator, and there I have several videos. I've actually created, for a short period of time, I've created a series of videos, and I'm offering my program for free. If you want to go ahead and for a short time for beta testing, I want to get some input on it, so I'm offering it for free. And it may cost several $100 in the very near future. So for your listeners, go to Call the Companionator or callthecompanionator.com or mateacquisition.com. And there you can sign up for the free program and get some free videos, and I'll send them to you no cost. And I'll even offer a free 15-minute consultation for anybody who's interested in getting my personal services. Thank you for having me, Eric. It's been great being here.
You bet, Leonardo. I was about to say the same. Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Okay, y'all take care.
And we're looking forward to speaking with you soon. Once again, we've been speaking with the Companionator, Leonardo Bustos, creator of the Mate Acquisition Program, the most logical way to find your best available love match in the shortest time possible. And the websites of reference is mateacquisition.com, and the bonus website is callthecompanionator.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Dating and Relationship Advice Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.